And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. More Department of Justice prosecutors are choosing politics over duty these days, with a criminal division chief resigning rather than investigate clear evidence of misuse in a $20 billion Biden climate slush fund. The prosecutor claims that there is insufficient evidence to even look into how billions in taxpayer dollars were spent. This follows seven other DOJ prosecutors who quit rather than pursue obvious corruption charges against Democrat Eric Adams, showing just how partisan our justice system has really become. And in Colorado, Democrats are racing to strip citizens of their constitutional rights, passing a Senate bill which would ban common firearms with detachable magazines over 15 rounds. While they've exempted 22 caliber guns and hunting rifles to appear reasonable, make no mistake, this is about control, not safety. The bill's champion, Senator Tom Sullivan, wants you to believe that magazine capacity, not evil intent, causes violence. And to Oregon now, where the culture of death marches forward. Lawmakers are wanting to let nurses and physician assistants prescribe suicide drugs. Not content with only doctors doing the deed, they're expanding their pool of willing participants, because apparently killing yourself shouldn't require all that pesky medical training. And speaking of standing against the culture of death, a 74-year-old Scottish grandmother was arrested this week for silently praying outside of an abortion facility, holding a sign offering help to women. When peaceful prayer is a crime to be pursued, society has certainly lost its way. In a victory for scientific integrity, Idaho lawmakers are proposing a 10-year pause on mRNA vaccines, named for rancher Doug Cameron, who was left paralyzed after taking the shot. The bill recognizes what the mainstream media will not, that we're all unwilling participants in history's largest medical experiment. Meanwhile, the USDA is rushing to approve bird flu vaccines for poultry, despite warnings from top cardiologists that such leaky vaccines could spawn deadlier variants. Seems like we've learned nothing about rushing experimental treatments to the market. And speaking of poultry, KFC is flying the coop from the Bluegrass State, moving its headquarters to Texas after 94 years. While they're trying to soften the blow with university endowments and a new flagship restaurant, it's another reminder that even iconic American brands are going to chase greener pastures, or in this case, lower taxes and fewer regulations. And up north, Canadian taxpayers learned their government spent $30,000 promoting transgender ideology in Pakistan. Because apparently Justin Trudeau thinks one of the world's most religiously conservative regions needs Western progressive lectures on gender identity. These are the same bureaucrats who can't figure out how to make their grant end dates come out after the start dates. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.